Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Vayetze. This Aliyah has 15 psukim, and in it we hear how Lavan and Yaakov make a peace treaty. They build a stone monument to seal the deal. Lavan returns to Haran, and Yaakov continues on his way. When he enters back into Eretz Canaan, the Torah tells us that Yaakov is greeted by a delegation of malachim, of angels. Now, when Yaakov returns to Canaan after so many years in Lavan's house, he is, as just mentioned, he's met by angels. And the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Bet, Psukim Bet and Gimel, V'Yaakov halach l'darko, v'yifke'uvo malachei Elokim, v'yomer Yaakov kasher ra'am, machanei Elokim zeh. Vayikra shem ha-makom ahu Machanaim. Says the Torah that when Yaakov returns to Eretz Canaan, when he sees them, he says, oh, this is Machanei Elokim. This is the encampment of God. And he called the place Machanaim. And we have to ask, there seems to be no interaction between the angels and Yaakov. So what's the significance of this encounter? And why was the location, which again seems to have no significance whatsoever, why was it called Machanaim? Why is it important to us that it was called anything? And why is the name Machanaim significant? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us, based on the Medrash Rabbah, he tells us, Malachim shel Eretz Yisrael ba'u likrato lilavoto la'aretz, says Rashi, and just as Rashi said in the beginning of the parsha, that on the way out of Eretz Canaan, the ladder that Yaakov saw in Beit El was angels going up and down, those from Yisrael went up, and those from Chutz La'aretz came down. That's the same thing here. Now he's returning to Eretz Canaan, and he sees angels meeting him again. And why was it called Machanaim? Rashi says, because it's Machanaim. It's two Machanot. One camp for Chutz La'aretz that went with him when he was in Chutz La'aretz until this point, and the second camp is the encampment, so to speak, of the Malachim that they went to escort him into Eretz Canaan. And that's the two camps, angels from or for Eretz Canaan, and angels from or for Chutz La'aretz. However, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, disagrees. He quotes Rashi, and he says he disagrees. He says it's impossible, because they weren't yet in Eretz Canaan. So how is it possible that the Malachim of Eretz Canaan, of Eretz Yisrael, are greeting Yaakov when Yaakov wasn't even in Eretz Canaan yet? Rather says the Ramban, this was a vision. It was a vision for Yaakov as he's coming to the Gvul Oivav, says the Ramban, the border of his enemies. You should know, Yaakov, don't worry. You're not alone. There's more of us than there are of them. No worries. And that's why it's called Machanaim, because it says the Ramban that Yaakov is saying, Ki machanehu ba'aretz, ki machaneh ha-malachim. He says, you know what? There's many camps here. You're not alone. It's not only your camp, Yaakov. It's not only your camp of your family, Yaakov. There's many, many malachim who are coming to bless you and who are coming to help you because you have followed God. That's Rashi. And that's the Ramban. Rav Shlomo Volbi, he's the author of Ale Shur, who died in 2005. Rav Volbi explains in the Sefer Shiurei Chumash on Sefer Bereshit, says Rav Volbi, that the term Machanaim is like the term Oznaim or Einaim or Raglaim. Machanaim, it's double. There are double camps, not two sets of angels, as Rashi understands, but two camps. There is the camp, so to speak, of this world. That's Yisrael's camp. But there's also the camp of Malachim. There's the camp of the Malachim of the angels. And says Rav Volbi, Yaakov here realizes for the very first time that two camps exist. They're parallel camps. They're corresponding to each other. And very often, says Rav Volbi, very often we perceive angels as being opposed to us. For example, Yaakov himself is going to see next week parsha, in his struggle with the angel. Or we know that Moshe Rabbeinu saw angels against him when he came to Har Sinai in order to receive the Torah. Very often, angels are against us. But, says Rav Volbi, when it comes to the Avot, and when it comes to Klal Yisrael, when we are doing our job properly, the two worlds work in concert. Machanaim. That's an awesome realization. The fight with Esav or Lavan is not only on the physical plane, but it's on the spiritual parallel plane as well. And our glorification of Hashem does not only happen in this world, but we declare from the bottom of our hearts, Nekadesh et Shimcha ba'olam, Kishem Shemakdishim Oto Bishmei Maro. May we be Zoche to Machanaim. Ose Shalom Bimromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everyone.